This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Kennebec-Millen High School. This afternoon, the WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIAL AAA Boys Individual Championships and the PIAA Girls West Regional Wrestling Championships. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock. Jacob Knisner is our producer in our downtown Washington studios, and Randy Gore on site here at Kennebec-Millen. Our wrestling coverage all weekend here from Kennebec-Millen has been brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. The Observer Reporter. Follow the regionals and state wrestling in print and online at observer-reporter.com. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Again, we are going to wrestle on five mats here at Kennebec-Millen. Boys will be wrestling for first, third, and fifth place. Girls will be wrestling for first and third. The top four in each weight class, boys and girls, have qualified for next week's state tournament at Hershey. Just concluded the girls' parade of champions, about ready to begin the parade of champions on the boys' side. And, Greg, we have had some really good wrestling here the last couple of days. You always come in with the idea of wanting to win a title. But, you know, the secondary goal is to make sure you qualify for next week. So in some ways the pressure is off, at least for those guys in third and fourth, but you want to finish third. In theory, in third you're going to get a better draw than you would if you finish fourth. And of course, those in the finals, you know, that championship is something that you will always remember. And, you know, some guys going for multiple championships, and, you know, that kind of sets you apart.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That third, fourth place match is definitely intriguing in the fact that if you're a fourth place finisher, you will face a region champ. Sometimes that could be a good thing, right? You might get a region champ that may not be the strongest, depending on which formula bracket you fall into. But that third place finish, you at least know you're likely to get a runner-up from a different district, and so you might have a better opportunity in that opening round. But yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, being a WPIO champion, that's a lot of prestige, and, you know, just to have that opportunity. And even now with the girls, too, to win the West region, you're going to set yourself up for a really good spot in the bracket come next week, and winning against, you know, a couple of tough districts, obviously District 10 and District 8 being here as well.
Well, you know, and we talk about, as I said, in theory, you want to, the higher you finish, the better draw you'll get in the bracket. Of course, there's always that possibility that, you know, maybe a returning state champion gets upset in the regional final, and all of a sudden he's number two in the region, and, you know, maybe you're getting a little tougher draw than you thought you might. But you know, you can't worry about that when you're out there now. You always want to win. You always want to finish as high as you can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And until they start seeding the state tournament, it's always going to be a challenge to see. You just never know, because they do it by a formula. They do prestige points for the five region champions in AAA, and then decide from there which bracket you slot into. But you're already seeing it a couple of times, you know, just from different districts, folks being upset. Like Dalton Perry of Central Mountain was upset in his region final. He's a returning. He's a guy who's won a state title, and he's going to fall in as a runner-up somewhere. So that's just one example of how that's going to work out. So you just never know where you're going to end up in that bracket. And just hope for the best with your WPIO champion getting a high seed.
You know, and you mentioned earlier about AA wrestling and how well the WPIAL has done in the AA Southwest Regional up at Altoona this weekend. We have that action available for you internet only at WJPA.com. Their championship and consolation finals are going to begin a little bit more than an hour from now. So, you know, obviously, we saw a lot of those, certainly the WPIL AA wrestlers we've seen, we saw last week. So we'll be getting a look at those guys again next week when we get to Hershey, and of course, for the first time, girls too.
Yeah, no, and the thing is with AA is that you saw definitely some. Top three, top five guys were really strong, and then the rest were there. But that showed here at the Southwest Region. You know, the fact, there was a couple of weights I noticed. 145 pounds, for example. Five out of the six are from the WPIAL. There's a couple other weight classes where they have four qualifiers, 127, 133. So the WPIAL is really sending a strong contingent to Hershey, and they have some of the top-level guys as well. So I think it's going to be fun to watch. Obviously, AAA usually has a good showing in Hershey, but on the AA side, it can be up and down. But this year, I think it's good solid for AA.
Well, and that may be a little bit more of a sign of things to come. I mean, you look at the traditionally good AA programs. Burrell obviously comes to mind. Burgettstown has been really good, in recent years. But you also look, there have been a number of teams that have gone down from AAA to AA. Derry comes to mind, a traditionally good program in AAA. They're making their presence felt in AA, and there's some other programs that have dropped down as well. So that makes the WPIL AA a little stronger than it's been, too.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. Bell Vernon is another one of those examples. A team that hasn't had a lot of individual success, but has in the past, Greensburg-Salem. There's just a few schools that, because of that, you had to bring back the section tournament for AA because there were so many teams dropping from AAA to AA. So that definitely helps, too. You're right, with the Southwest region being stronger in AA because of all those schools coming down.
Continuing with the parade of champions, still a few minutes to go there before they finish up with that, and then we come back with the start of wrestling. So we'll take a short break. We'll come back and have a little bit more pre-match chat. We're back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
We're back at Cannon McMillan finishing up with the Parade of Champions. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online at WJPA.com or at greensports.net. I'm going to be a minute or two late here starting with our championship round here. You know, Greg, I thought it was funny this morning at the coaches' meeting. Frank Volcano, the tournament director, you know, basically because today, the girls only wrestled today. They did not wrestle last night. You know, he kind of gave the plan for how things were going to go today, and he was hopeful that things would run well, and they have.
Yeah, no, I think they have for sure. It hasn't been easy up here for you and I and Randy up here, but I think, you know, for the most part, it's everything's ran smooth. There haven't been any issues. You know, haven't had to, you know, really, I guess, you know, some of the drama you kind of see unfold or just some of the craziness that the schedule's been working on time. So I think everything has went really well.
Nice round of applause for the finalists for both the boys and girls. And we will start wrestling when we come back to Cannon McMillan in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Just about ready to start wrestling here. And again, five mats. And the normal format here, they will wait till at the first weight class, which is 107 for boys, 100 for girls. They will wait till all five matches are finished before we move to the second weight class. They're presenting awards in the auxiliary gym. As we're just about ready to get started here from Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, I like that they wrestle this fifth, sixth place match in the event of an injury or illness or something that a wrestler can't go, so they know who that fifth place wrestler is. And I'd be interested to see if they end up doing that. I mean, they're not doing it this year for the girls, but see if they end up doing that for the girls as well in the coming years. Just because it's always good to know who that next wrestler would be should there be something happen.
So for the boys, the championship match will be on mat one, third place match on mat two.
While you do not have a wrestler,
or actually they have put the finals on mat two, third place on mat one, fifth place on mat three. And then girls championship on mat four, girls third place on mat five. And we're underway.
And Nick McGarity of Peters Township, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, the finals at 107 on the boys' side. Barrett got behind McGarity, but McGarity was able to turn in and not give up the takedown.
Rice of Connellsville, Nolan Rice of Connellsville, Nico Capusta of Hempfield for third place on mat one. Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon, Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional for fifth place on mat three. girls championship match. Valerie Solario of Canada McMillan, 2-1 lead on Kristen Walzer of Montour. There's a second takedown for Solario to make it 4-1. And girls fifth place, Miranda Lejevic of Knock, 2-0 lead over Sophia Beener of Mount Lebanon. And boy, we had a fall there.
Yeah, Lejevic, a knock with a fall in 33 seconds for third place. Going to get a takedown for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford on McGarity of Peters Township. And McGarity quickly out for one. Also had a takedown for Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. He leads Emma of Mount Lebanon 2-0.
Rice of Connellsville, scoreless, and on the bottom to start the second period of the third place bout. Valerie Solario of Canada McMillan leading Kristen Walzer of Montour in the girls' championship match. 19 seconds to go, first period, still 4-1 for Solario.
Barrett behind McGarity once again has that ankle, and they go out of bounds. 22 seconds, first period.
Barrett coming out of the middle of the bracket. He's 33-7. McGarity, the number two seed. He is a freshman. Barrett is a sophomore. McGarity 39-1.
That was a tough section the day he had. McGarity's going to step through and went from a potential takedown tilt and not going to be able to get it. That was a tough section, though, because you had Barrett, Nolan Rice, and Nico Capusta all in it. Nolan Rice had a heck of a weekend, beats Barrett in the semis, then beats Capusta in the finals. And the question was, where do you throw McGarity into that mix? Because you felt like those three were three of the best in the weight. So, you know, they get Rice up top, and then they put McGarity number two. And then Barrett avenges his loss against Rice in the semis to get here to the final. And McGarity was just impressive against Capusta.
Valerie Solario takes down Walzer of Montour. It's 10-2, plus a couple of back points coming for Solario in the girls' 100-pound championship. There are the two near fall points. Escape for Walzer to make it 12-3. They're on their feet with a minute 20 to go in the second. And now out of bounds. Still scoreless in the third place bout. Rice of Connellsville, Capusta of Hempfield.
Escape from McGarity of Peters Township to begin the second. He and Barrett tied at two. Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon has taken a 3-2 lead on Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
I think McGarity got poked in the eye, so he'll need some attention. Solario again puts Walzer on her back, and there's the fall for Valerie Solario of Canada McMillan. It comes at 3 minutes and 4 seconds.
She is extremely impressive, one of the best in the state. Three, two, 21 seconds to go, second period. Emma of Mount Lebanon leading Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
And now McGarity, after that injury time, ready to continue in the championship match. Third place bout, scoreless, going to the third period. And Nico Capusta of Hempfield on the bottom against Nolan Rice of Connellsville.
McGarity in on a shot, but unable to finish against Barrett. Barrett does a nice job of getting McGarity off the leg. Out of bounds with a minute to go in the second.
Great job over there on mats 4 and 5. We will hold until we start all the second weight classes together.
Minute 20 to go in the third place bout at 107. Looks like a stalemate there. Still scoreless. Rice of Connellsville, Capusta of Hempfield. Holding, as I said they would, the 106-pound girls' bouts. They're going to wait until, again, all the first is 13 weight classes for both boys and girls. The numbers are somewhat different, so they can present the awards properly. And they'll wait till all five matches are complete. The two girls' bouts at 100 pounds are complete, and the three boys' bouts at 107. Still in progress.
McGarity in on a shot. Now switches to a double, trying to dump Barrett to his hip, but Barrett does a nice job readjusting, gets a whizzer in. Escape for Colangelo. He and Emma tied at three. End of two, tied at two. Barrett will have choice for the third.
And we're getting near fall points for Nolan Rice of Connellsville. He's working up high, got a leg around the waist. 40 seconds to go in the third. I believe Rice has near fall points coming. Kapusta trying to kick out of there. Yeah, there are three coming for Rice of Connellsville. 30 seconds left. He'll gladly stay right where he is for as long as he can. He's up a little bit high, and now Kapusta rolls over to his knees. There are the three for Rice, so he has a 3-0 lead. Rolling through is Kapusta for a reversal to make it 3-2, but only 10 seconds left. Escape for Rice to make it 4-2. Out of bounds, 6 seconds to go.
Had a takedown for Emma of Mount Lebanon, and now blood time going for Colangelo. 30 seconds left. 2-2 between McGarity and Barrett.
Stalling call on Nolan Rice of Connellsville, but he will win 4-2 for third place at 107. It's Rice of Connellsville 4-2 over Nico Kapusta of Hempfield.
Again, still holding Mount 2-2 between Barrett and McGarity. Barrett on the bottom in his third period. Fresh start in the center circle. Fifth place match back underway. 5-3 lead for Emma of Mount Lebanon.
Still 2-2 in the championship match. McGarity of Peters Township riding with a little over a minute to go. Barrett on his knees. McGarity out to the left side. Barrett tries to lean back into McGarity.
5-3 win for Emma of Mount Lebanon for fifth place at 107. 5-3 Emma. There was some debate going into this third period for Dylan Barrett in the corner with him and his coaches about to go neutral or to go down because McGarity is so tough on top. He decides to go down. But the coaches, it was a strong debate about going back and forth.
So 35 seconds left. They're still tied at two. And McGarity tries to fight off a roll here. Getting the hips up is Barrett, but McGarity trying to turn him back underneath. 15 seconds to go. McGarity again up a little bit high. Barrett trying to get to his feet. 8 seconds left. A late roll, but McGarity will stay with it and will go to overtime 2-2 for the championship at 107. So right into the sudden victory period. First points wins in this sudden victory, which is obviously why they call it that. McGarity in on a leg, reaching up and locking through the legs is Barrett. And there's the crossface on top for McGarity. He's going to get the takedown and the win and a couple of near fall points in addition. So at 35 seconds of overtime, it is a 6-2 win for Peters Township's Nicholas McGarity for the WPIAL 107-pound title. We'll move up to 114 for the boys, 106 for the girls when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, frill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Underway, 114 for the boys championship match. Santino Sloboda of Butler against Landon Sidden of Norwin. Scoreless, 50 seconds in. Third place bout, Caden Harbert of Latrobe and Caden Harbert of West Allegheny, Leo Joseph of Latrobe. A 2-0 lead for Joseph. They've come to the end of the first.
Fifth place match here at Montoya of Mount Lebanon. A 2-0 lead on Zach Franks of Connellsville after one. They start the second period neutral.
Championship match at 106 for the girls. Madeline Enterline of Greenville quickly out to a 6-1 lead on Ashley Campbell of General McLean.
Sloboda of Butler opening takedown on Sidden of Norwin. 25 seconds to go, first period. Fifth place match, Joanna Said of North Hills. Third place match. Trailing Capri Chambers of Cannon McMillan, 3-0. 1:15 to go in the second.
So Sloboda, 2-0 lead on Sidden of Norwin, 25 seconds to go in the first. Sloboda going to be cautioned. Back in referee's position, Joseph of Latrobe leading Harbert of West Allegheny 6-0 for third place. And they're in the second period. Like a leg and an attempt at a half there for Joseph of Latrobe. He got a couple of near fall points to go up 8-0. Minute 10 left in the second. They're out of bounds.
Quick reversal for Sidden to tie the match at 2 with Sloboda. Sloboda trying to get out from underneath, but it'll be 2-2 after one.
Enterline of Greenville in the girls' championship, leading 8-1 over Campbell of General McLean. Minute 18 to go, second period, they're out of bounds.
Still 2-0 for Montoya, 42 seconds to go in the second. 7-1 lead for Chambers of Cannon McMillan, 24 seconds to go in the second there.
Sloboda and Sidden 2-2 early in the second with Sloboda of Butler on top to begin the second period. Now Enterline of Greenville in the girls' championship, a 10-2 lead over Campbell of General McLean. 50 seconds left, second period. I think Leo Joseph just looked very quickly. I think he had a little contact lens issue, but now ready to continue in the boys' third place bout.
Chambers of Cannon McMillan starts the third period with Sayad neutral, 7-1 lead. Chambers out in front.
Sloboda riding with a leg in the boys' championship match as they near the midway point of the second period. Tied at 2, Sloboda and Sidden of Norwin. Girls' championship match nearing the end of the second period. Enterline of Greenville leading Campbell of General McLean 10-2. And that will be the end of the second.
Sidden got out so quick in the first, but Sloboda made some adjustments very quickly and has been a leech on top here. Montoya now leads 4-0. On Franks as they wrestle neutral in the third.
Third place bout. For the boys, neutral, Joseph of Latrobe, Harbert of West Allegheny. Joseph, his body's underneath. He's reached back and grabbed the leg right behind the knee of Harbert, but Harbert with a body on top, he's going to get the takedown. So Joseph's lead is 8-3 with a minute 20 to go in the third. Sloboda and Sidden 2-2 after two. and Enterline of Greenville in the third period of the championship match for the girls at 106-12-2 lead over Campbell of General McLean now. And Enterline with a cradle locked in, but so far not able to turn Campbell over.
Montoya in on a shot, looking to try to finish in the fifth place match. Sloboda's going to be given an escape by Sidden. Just 10 seconds in, Sloboda's lead 3-2 in the third.
Couple of back points for Caden Harbert of West Allegheny. So Joseph in the third place bout with an 8-4 lead, but only 25 seconds to go.
It's going to be a 7-1 win for third place at 106 for Capri Chambers of Cannon McMillan. 7-1 Chambers. Sidden trying to come out the back door on Sloboda. Sloboda holding on to an ankle. Had a takedown for Montoya. Escape for Franks. Montoya is going to be your fifth place finisher, 6-1. Montoya, 6-1.
All 107 boys, all 100 girls at your respective podium area.
Close to a final in the boys' third place bout as well. Joseph of Latrobe is going to defeat Harbert of West Allegheny. It's an 8-4 win for Leo Joseph of Latrobe. And a 12-2 win at 106 Girls Championship, Madeline Enterline, 12-2 over Ashley Campbell of General McLean. So just the boys' championship match remaining. And all the referees and by Matt 2 watching the end of this match.
That's two of the best in the state. Wrestling off here, and Sidden's going to get the takedown with 20 seconds left. Sloboda's got 10 seconds to try to get out. Reversal comes with 3 seconds left. Santino Sloboda stepped across and got the reversal and the 5-4 victory.
So complete at 114 for the boys, 106 for the girls. We'll move up a weight class when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
121-pound boys action underway, 112-pound girls as well. Championship at 121 for the boys. Luke Willishaw of Latrobe, a two-time champion, against Tyler Kapusta of Franklin Regional. No score. 25 seconds in. Third place bout for the boys. Collier Hartman of Kenna McMillan. Scoreless with Connor Smith of Seneca Valley. 4 seconds to go in their first period. Looks like they'll be scoreless after one.
Dom Canale of Trinity with a takedown. He leads Charlie Colantonio of Central Catholic 2-0 in the fifth place bout.
Girls 112-pound championship match. Daly Watson of Conneaut, 2-0 lead on Emma Johnston of Hickory. Minute 18 to go in their first period.
Tamara Humphreys of Brashear leading Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan 4-1 at the end of the first. They wave off the takedown right at the buzzer, so it's 2-1 at the end of one for Humphreys.
Smith of Seneca Valley. Now 2-0 lead early in the second on Hartman of Kenna McMillan. Hartman on the bottom. Little show and Capusta scoreless. 39 seconds left in the first period of their championship match. Escape for Johnston of Hickory. And now a takedown for Watson of Conneaut. So Watson leads that match 4-1.
KDKA Radio. Noble Environmental Specialty Recycling.
Canale up 5-0, 30 seconds into the second period. Wrestling neutral with Colantonio.
And school funder.
Now 6-1 in the girls' championship match for Daly Watson of Conneaut. Nearing the end of the first period there.
Scoreless at the end of one are Willishell and Capusta. Willishell will go on the bottom to begin the second.
6-1 after one, girls' championship match. Watson of Conneaut leading Johnston of Hickory in 6-1. Looks like Watson will be on the bottom for the second period.
Humphreys of Brashear had Ramos on her back. Three near fall points to go up 9-2.
Game all champions.
Ramos though rolling through trying to take Humphreys to her back.
And just a reminder that champions need to stick around for the entire evening.
But Humphreys able to even out and now just driving it on the legs as Ramos. Humphreys up 9-2.
Willishaw of Latrobe escape, leads 1-0 over Capusta of Franklin Regional in the second. Minute 13 remaining. They're out of bounds. 2 seconds to go, second period. Third place bout, Smith of Seneca Valley, still leading Hartman of Canada McMillan 2-0. And now Hartman and Smith will go to the third. Hartman wants neutral position.
And there will also be trophy awarded at the end of the evening. This is a scoring event, so there will also be a team championship
match for the boys. Willishaw of Latrobe still leading Tyler Capusta, Franklin Regional, 1-0. On their feet, 45 seconds to go in the second.
Canale of Trinity with a takedown. He's up 7-0 at the end of two.
Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan needs two to tie in the third place bout, which is now down to a minute 25 remaining, and those two step out of bounds. He's wrestling Connor Smith of Seneca Valley. They're on their feet.
A lot of distance between Willishaw and Capusta. And not much attacks from either guy. I mean, these two are very familiar with each other, wrestling, I think, five times in their career, including last week, an overtime win for Willishaw. Willishaw's won them all, but last week going to overtime shows how close they are.
And he leads 1-0 here after two with Capusta heading to the bottom position. Hartman trying to fight off a single-leg shot, and he's got Smith reaching back to hang onto a leg. If Hartman cross-face him off, which he does, Hartman spins behind, gets the takedown, ties it at two with 45 seconds left. Now a cradle for Hartman. And a back count, well, just a one count there, I believe, for Hartman so far. Now count begins, and Hartman will get near fall points, 33 seconds to go. So Hartman going to take the lead. He's got three coming. 25 seconds left. And now Smith is up and out. So 5-3 for Hartman with 15 seconds to go. Smith swipes at a leg. They're out of bounds. Girls' championship match about to end. It's going to be a 6-1 win for Watson of Conneaut over Johnston of Hickory.
I think it's the end of two, actually.
Oh, you're right. Time about to run out in the third place bout. Up around the head, but unable to get behind for the takedown was Smith of Seneca Valley. So Collier Hartman, a 5-3 winner for third place.
Willishaw doing a nice job of riding in this third period. 107 to go, 1-0 lead. Canale of Trinity looking like he'll be the fifth place finisher at 121. Escape for Colantonio. But it's a 9-1 win. Canale 9-1. One minute to go, out of bounds. 1-0 lead for Willishaw. Humphreys of Brashear leading 12-2 against Ramos of Cannon McMillan for third at 112. They have 9 seconds left, but injury time going for Ramos.
Daly Watson now in the girls' championship match. 8-1 lead over Johnston of Hickory. They're down to a minute 10 remaining in the third period. Watson going to give an escape. So 8-2 now and neutral with a minute to go. And spinning behind for a takedown is Watson. She's up 10-2. Give an escape. Make it 10-3.
Capusta back up to his feet. Willishaw bring him back down. Or take him out of bounds, rather. Final seconds in the third place match at 112. Humphreys of Brashear will get a late takedown and win 14-3. Humphreys 14-3.
25 seconds to go in the girls' championship match. Daly Watson of Conneaut. 7-point lead. With time running down. She is neutral with Emma Johnston of Hickory.
Tilt attempt here for Willishaw. He got a one count, but nothing more. He's got the leg in right now. Down to 10 seconds left. Capusta trying to force him off and now try to roll. Willishaw stays with him, and Willishaw of Latrobe is going to be your champion with a 1-0 decision.
Three-time WPIAL champion.
Chance at a four-timer next year.
And a 10-3 final in the girls' championship match at 112. Watson of Conneaut 10-3 over Johnston of Hickory. So we'll move to 118 pounds for the girls, 127 pounds for the boys. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back at Cannon McMillan, 108-pound girls matches. 127 pounds for the boys. Andrew Binney of Cannon McMillan and Jake Braun of Latrobe in the boys' championship match. Scoreless, 20 seconds in. Third place for the boys, Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg. Owen Kladowski of Baldwin. No score there, 30 seconds in and out of bounds.
Ryland Campbell of Plum and Seth Miller of Bethel Park wrestling for fifth, scoreless in the first.
Girls' championship match, 2-0 lead for Anna Malovich of Butler against Trinity Moore of Connellsville.
Fifth place match, a 2-0 lead for Leah Sample of Sagertown against Union Ayala of Cannon McMillan. That's the second time I've done that. Third place match, Sample leading 2-0. Takedown for Andrew Binney, escape for Braun, so Benny's lead 2-1. Binney out. Nice dump for a takedown. 4-1. Give an escape. Make it 4-2.
Scoreless after one for third place for the boys. Sheftick of Waynesburg. Kladowski of Baldwin. Kladowski on the bottom to start the second. And now 4-2 in the girls' championship. Malovich of Baldwin leading Moore of Connellsville.
4-2 lead for Benny. In on a shot. And a stalemate with 33 seconds to go. Opening period.
Klodowski escapes, leads Sheftic for third place, 1-0. Minute 40 to go in the second. Malevich of Butler Girls Championship now up 6-2 over Moore of Connellsville late in their first period, 12 seconds to go.
Takedown for Benny. He's up 6-2. Now I'm trying to chin back Braun, and he's going to get some back points here. He got a couple of swipes. Two near falls. He's up 8-2.
End of one girls' championship match. Malevich of Butler, 6-2 lead over Moore of Connellsville. Malevich wants to start on the bottom in the second. Minute to go in the second period of the third place bout. Klodowski of Baldwin just hit with a stalling call against Sheftic of Waynesburg. Klodowski still up 1-0. He shoots right in on Sheftic's left leg. Head between the legs. Sheftic on his left hip right now, locking around the waist of Klodowski.
Benny chooses neutral for the second, leading 8-2. Miller of Bethel Park leading Campbell of Plum 4-3. Final seconds coming off in the second period. That's for fifth place. Sample of Sagertown leading Ayala of Cannon McMillan 5-1. 18 seconds ago in the second. That's for third place.
Sheftic was just hit with a penalty point. I believe it was a head scissor. So he now trails Klodowski 2-0 late in the second period. Still neutral there. 17 seconds to go. And Malevich of Butler in the girls' championship match. Looks like double arm bars. 53 seconds to go in the second. She leads 11-2. Looking for the fall. And there it is. At 2 minutes and 14 seconds for Anna Malevich, the champion at 118 for the girls.
Had a takedown for Benny. An escape given. Another takedown. He's up 12-3 in the championship match. Miller of Bethel Park up 7-3, 30 seconds into the third. 5-1 lead for Sample of Sagertown on Ayala of Cannon McMillan. Minute and a half to go in the third. They're wrestling neutral.
Sheftic and Klodowski in the boys' third place bout starting the third neutral. Sheftic in on a leg. He's got Klodowski onto his left hip. Klodowski locked through Sheftic's legs. And a stalemate called with a minute 17 to go.
12-4 lead for Benny of Cannon McMillan. 25 seconds to go in the second.
Klodowski going to spin behind Sheftic with 106 to go. Klodowski with a takedown for third place leads 4-0.
7-2 lead now for Sample of Sagertown, Ayala of Cannon McMillan.
Time running out, second period of the championship match, and we'll take a quick break here and come back with a third period there. Another action in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter, your life delivered daily.
While we were away, Leah Sample of Sagertown picks up third place at 118 with a 7-2 decision over Ayala of Cannon McMillan.
And time's going to run out in the boys' third place bout. Klodowski of Baldwin will defeat Sheftic of Waynesburg 4-0.
And the fifth place match just about to come to a close as well. And it's going to be Miller of Bethel Park. He will defeat Campbell of Plum. Just 2 seconds remaining there. We'll confirm the final. But 7-4 is the score, so there are the final two clicks. Miller 7-4. Just leaves the championship bout. Andrew Binney on the bottom, leading 12-4. A minute and a half to go in the third period.
Binney a runner-up here and at the state tournament a year ago.
Binney out free for one. Take a 13-4 lead. Inside single, tries to grab that second leg, and he will, and he'll get the takedown, make it 15-4. Optional start here from Binney. Make it 15-5. Still 15-4. Didn't get the escape yet. Braun dove down in on the legs. Now there's the escape. Long shot from Braun. Binney spins behind. 17-5. Escape will be given. 17-6. Now with 27 seconds left. Shot by Braun, spin behind from a front headlock for Binney. 19-7 now. Final 10 seconds. And Andrew Binney will be your WPIL champion at 127-19-7.
So we'll go to 133 pounds for the boys and 124 pounds for the girls when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
133 pounds, boys championship match.
Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. Kernan, excuse me, Kai Vioma of Connellsville just getting underway.
Third place bout, Case Chop of Butler, Ramil Islamov of Baldwin, and Islamov shaken up early on. Looked like he might have taken a shot to the nose, so they're taking a moment to look at him. Girls championship match, 124 pounds. Sophia Davis of Plum, 2-1 lead on Kelly Enterline of Greenville. They're on their feet midway through the first.
Fifth place match for the boys, William Bentram of North Allegheny, Carson Yoka of Plum, scoreless at the end of one. Girls third place match, Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon, Alexis Brua of Laurel, scoreless at the end of one. And Mason Kernan of Bethel Park is up 6-0 after a takedown and a couple sets of two backs with a minute to go in the first. Now we got blood time for Kernan.
And they did award some Coach of the Year for both boys and girls. For the girls, Bob Jocks of Mount Lebanon was the, I believe that was JV Girls Coach of the Year. Dan Heckert of North Allegheny, the Varsity Girls Coach of the Year. For the boys, you could almost call it a clean sweep for Connellsville. The Junior High Coach of the Year was Seth Nicholson of Trinity, but he's a Connellsville graduate. So assistant coach went to Chad Jesko of Connellsville, and AAA Boys Coach of the Year was Bill Swink, the head coach of Connellsville. Girls championship out at the end of the first period. Davis of Plum leads Interline of Greenville 4-1. Islamoff of Baldwin still getting its blood time that they are running for him on mat one. Still scoreless with Chop of Butler in the first period.
Turning to Bethel Park, riding and leading 6-0, 20 seconds to go in the opening period. Still scoreless in the bouts between Bentram and Yoka, as well as Jocks and Brua. Both of those are in the second.
While they are still out in the lobby, make sure
to Islamoff and Chop back into action. Now they roll out of bounds. Take down two Islamoff before they went out. So 25 seconds to go in the first. Interline of Greenville with a takedown to pull to within 1-4-3, but now a reversal for Davis of Plum. I'm sorry, it was a reversal for Interline to make it 4-3. She was nearly put Davis on her back, but wasn't able to get near fall points out of it. And the first for third place in the boys. Islamoff of Baldwin leading Chop of Butler 2-0.
Kernan of Bethel Park on the bottom to begin the second period. Bioma takes him out of bounds. 15 seconds in. Scoreless at the end of two between Bentram and Yoka for fifth. And also scoreless after two between Jocks and Brua for third.
Escape for Islamoff of Baldwin. Third place bout, 3-0 lead on Chop of Butler. Minute 35 to go in their second. And there was a penalty point awarded to Interline of Greenville. So her and Davis of Plum are 4-4 with Interline still on top. 22 seconds to go in the second.
Trinity, Mount Lebanon, Waynesboro, West Allegheny. Please come get your comp tickets.
In on a single, trying to finish in the third place bout is Islamoff of Baldwin. He will get that takedown to go up 5-0 on Chop of Butler. A minute 10 left in the second. An end of two in the girls' championship match. Davis of Plum, Interline of Greenville, tied at 4.
Kernan of Bethel Park had an escape. He leads 7-0. Wrestling neutral with Vioma. Vioma trying to come out through the back door. Kernan, though, is just going to force a stalemate. Escape for Bentram of North Allegheny. He leads Yoka 1-0. Just under a minute to go in the third. Tied at one are Jocks and Brua. 1:15 to go in the third. They are neutral.
Girls' championship match. Davis of Plum is on the bottom in a 4-4 tie with Interline of Greenville. And just as I say that, we get an escape for Davis, so she leads 5-4. Blood time running again for Islamoff of Baldwin in the boys' third place bout.
Seven nothing. Kernan of Bethel Park out in front. 17 seconds to go. And now that's in the second period, but now we got blood time once again. Final 15 seconds in the fifth place match. Bentram of North Allegheny holding a front headlock right now. It's leading 1-0.
Third place bout, Chop of Butler took down Islamov of Baldwin. Now Islamov with an escape, so late second period, 6-3 for Islamov.
And there is the final, 1-0 for Ventrum of North Allegheny for fifth place. Brewer of Laurel was able to get a takedown and near fall points, and Alexis Brewer will be your third place finisher, 6-1.
Championship match is now 5-4 for Davis of Plum, leading Interline of Greenville after the escape by Davis here in the third, 30 seconds to go. Boys third place bout going to the third period neutral. Islamov of Baldwin still up 6-3 there.
Kaivioma is going to go on the bottom to begin the third, trailing Kernan 7-0.
KDKA Radio is the voice of Pittsburgh. News, traffic, and information.
Final 15 seconds, 124-pound girls championship match. Davis of Plum, neutral, leading Interline of Greenville 5-4. Davis 28-2 on the season, and she's going to win 5-4 as time runs out.
Still a 7-0 lead for Kernan of Bethel Park. A minute and a half to go in the third period, riding with the lead.
Those two out of bounds. Third place bout with a minute to go as well. We'll sneak in a quick break and be back to Kenna McMillan in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Two bouts remaining here for the boys at 133 pounds. Championship match, Kernan of Bethel Park riding and leading 7-0, 48 seconds to go. Third place bout, still 6-3. Islamov of Baldwin leading Chop of Butler. They are on their feet, just 20 seconds to go there. So Chop trying to make something happen as time runs out. Went to an underhook. And then they fell to the mat. Islamov tried to spin behind, and he will get the takedown just before they go out of bounds. 9 seconds to go, and Islamov of Baldwin with an 8-3 lead.
15 seconds left in a championship match. Mason Kernan of Bethel Park riding and leading 7-0.
Third place bout will go to Ramil, Islamov of Baldwin, 8-3 over Case Chop of Butler.
And Mason Kernan, your champion at 133, 7-0 over Kaivioma of Connellsville.
Seventh place goes to North Allegheny's Casey Walker.
Kernan, fourth here last year, takes the gold this year. We'll go to 139 pounds for the boys, 130 pounds for the girls. When we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Back here at Cannon McMillan, 139-pound boys championship match. Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland, Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson. Ferraro with the initial takedown, Shaw with a reversal. So quickly 2-2 there. Third place bout, Blake Reiner of Trinity with a takedown and a 2-0 lead on Cannon McMillan's rider, Joseph.
Shaw with a cradle locked in. Takes Ferraro to his back. And there's the pin. Ferraro is able to kick out, but not before the shoulders are flat. And the fall comes at 49 seconds for Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson.
2-0. 2-0 for Blake Reiner of Trinity after one in the third place bout.
Fifth place match, Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville leading Colton Katuch of McKeesport 2-1 at the end of one. Third place match at 130 pounds, Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills, Casey Mook of Sagertown scoreless after one.
Was checking something there, and just quickly, Reiner escapes in the third place bout, leads Joseph of Cannon McMillan 3-0. Did you get the championship match there when you just had a mention? I just want to mention, just in case, Haley Smarsh of Moon, 2-0 lead against Anna Duncan in the championship match at 130 pounds for the girls. And I was looking at Maddox Shaw, three-time finalist in 3 years at Thomas Jefferson. That's his second title. Shaw was third in the state as a freshman, second last year as a sophomore, so looking to climb another rung of the ladder this year, next week.
Always the ultimate goal, that's for sure.
Reiner of Trinity with a takedown in the third place bout. He now has a 5-0 lead. Smarsh in the girls' championship match, 2-0 over Duncan of Ringgold at the end of one. Duncan will be on the bottom for the second.
Ruggieri is going to put Katuch to his back. Leading 4-1 and looking for a fall in the fifth place match.
Blake Reiner of Trinity is going to get a fall in the third place match with a cradle on Joseph of Cannon McMillan. 3:27 time of the fall for Blake Reiner of Trinity.
Tooch trying his best to get off his back or near the edge of the mat. And he will be able to fight it off. But 3-near fall, 7-1, Ruggieri.
Girls championship, Smarsh of Moon has Duncan of Ringgold on her back with a 1:23 to go in the second period. Looks like double arm bars there for Smarsh of Moon. A lot of time to get the fall, and she will get it at 2:47.
Still scoreless are Fowler and Mook. Fowler on the bottom in this second period, just 10 seconds to go. Escape for Katuch. Ruggieri's lead now 7-2.
And we've got the girls' third place bout, boys' fifth place bout still in progress here. We'll take a quick break, come back and get the remainder of those bouts back in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
7-3 lead for Ruggieri of Connellsville on Katuch of McKeesport. Wrestling neutral in the third. Fowler and Mook still scoreless with Fowler on the bottom in this third period.
Just a reminder, tonight here on WJPA AM, we've got college basketball, Tennessee at Alabama. That's a 7:45 start. Pirates baseball tomorrow at 1:05, Pirates and Orioles.
Still 7-3 for Ruggieri of Connellsville. 1:12 to go in the third period, wrestling neutral. Mook of Sagertown trying to run a power half right now on Fowler, still scoreless. A minute to go in the third period. Fowler will be able to flatten out. Escape for Fowler. Double leg shot attempt right away from Mook. Fowler trying to fight this off. Trying to grab up towards the leg, and we're going to get, I believe, potentially dangerous with 16 seconds left. 7-3 for Ruggieri. Just 10 seconds to go. Katush spins behind Ruggieri, but not going to be able to finish. And the final seconds will come off. Ruggieri of Connellsville, a 7-3 winner for fifth. Stalling call on Fowler. Mook trying to pull her in, but not going to be able to. And Fowler, a 1-0 winner for third.
So we'll go to 136 pounds for the girls, 145 pounds for the boys when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Kenna McMillan on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Championship match for the boys at 145. Evan Petrovich of Connellsville has taken down Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford. And Petrovich immediately injured there. Initially, I thought it was his knee, but it looks like he's reaching down to his right ankle. So 2-0 lead there. TJ Allison of Trinity and Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon wrestling for third place, scoreless there with 25 seconds to go in the first.
It's like we had a default win for fifth place, and that was Higgins of Bethel Park, your winner by default over Sobroni of Peters Township.
Girls championship match at 136 pounds. Ava Golding of Kiski, Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville, scoreless, minute 20 to go in their first.
Third place match, Abigail Dolinch of Fort Cherry, Casey Capazzi of Warren, scoreless at the end of one.
Allison of Trinity, scoreless against Gibbons of Mount Lebanon after one for third. Allison on the bottom for the second.
Petrovich got poked in the eye by Coy.
Not off to a good start. I mean, injury-wise, he leads 2-1.
Didn't call an injury timeout for it, so still has one in the pocket. Ankle pick here from Petrovich. Reaching across to the other ankle, now grabbing towards the head.
T.J. Allison of Trinity escapes, leads the third-place bout over Gibbons of Mount Lebanon 1-0.
Takedown for Petrovich. He's up 4-1.
Golding of Kiski in the girls' championship match. 2-1 lead over Nobles of Connellsville. 50 seconds left in their first.
Still scoreless between Dolich and Capese.
T.J. Allison just got poked in the eye. He reached down for a leg of on Gibbons and immediately stepped back. Referee Greg Severn makes sure that Allison's okay, and now they'll restart with 51 seconds remaining in the second period. Gibbons was cautioned there for a false start.
Four to one lead for Petrovich in the finals at 145. 20 seconds to go in the opening period.
Still 2-0 for Golding of Kiski over Nobles of Connellsville in the girls' championship match at 136. Petrovich up 4-1 after one against Coy for the boys' championship.
Petrovich will begin the second period on the bottom. Dolich of Four Cherries up 2-0 at the end of two.
T.J. Allison of Trinity 1-0 lead after two for third place against Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. And Gibbons on the bottom for the second.
Petrovich on the bottom, sit out and turn. Coy staying with him.
Gibbons of Mount Lebanon with an escape. Allison won 5-4, actually 3-1 in overtime last week in the section tournament.
And then Gibbons wrestled yet. At least he wrestled yesterday, right?
Yes, that was 3-1. The section bout that they wrestled a week ago was 5-4.
Dolich of Fort Cherry puts Capese of Warren on her back. Minute to go in the third period.
And just to get that correct, in the section final, Gibbons, I should say in the section tournament, Gibbons was, Allison was a 5-4 winner yesterday. Gibbons was a 3-1 overtime winner.
Three back points for Dolich of Fort Cherry. She's up 8-0. 35 seconds to go in the third. Petrovich of Connellsville up 4-1, 40 seconds to go in the second, still being rode here by Coy.
So Gibbons escaped the tie at 1. Then he took Allison down, and Allison escaped. So Gibbons leads 3-2, 35 seconds left third period. Gibbons in on the right ankle of Allison with 30 seconds to go. Golding of Kiski for the girls' championship at 136 has escaped in the second period. She leads 3-0. And I believe she just picked up a stalling point as well to make it 4-0, 35 seconds to go in the second.
Dolich of Fort Cherry, your third place finisher at 136, 8-0. Coy doing a nice job of riding in this second period. Petrovich unable to get out from underneath.
Time going to run out in the third place bout. It's going to be a 3-2 win for Gibbons of Mount Lebanon over T.J. Allison of Trinity. And we'll pick up the third period of our two championship matches when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Petrovich of Connellsville holds a 4-2 lead as Coy of Penn Trafford picked up an escape to begin the third. They're wrestling on their feet with a minute and a half to go.
Third place of the girls' champ, or excuse me, girls championship match. Ava Golding of Kiski, 5-0 lead on Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville. They're on their feet early in the third, and a takedown there for Golding, so she is up 8-0. Now an escape for Nobles to make that 8-1 with a minute 38 to go.
Petrovich had a nice shot, but Coy hit a funk roll, and now they're on each other's ankles near the out-of-bounds line. And they go out with 48 seconds to go.
.110 remaining in the girls' championship match. Golding of Kiski still leading 8-1, still neutral with Nobles of Connellsville. Golding is in on a leg, and now she's going to finish that off, get the takedown, and go up 10-1 with just under a minute to go.
Down to 30 seconds left, third period. Petrovich of Connellsville up 4-2.
Nobles and Golding out of bounds with 45 seconds left, still 10-1 for Golding.
Another ankle pick attempt from Petrovich. They go out of bounds with 15 seconds left. Now a couple of shot attempts here from Coy late. But Petrovich of Connellsville will fight those off, and he will win the 145-pound title 4-2.
And 29 seconds remaining for Golding and Nobles in the girls' championship. An escape for Nobles of Connellsville. So, well, check that. That must have been a penalty point because they're going back to referee's position. With Golding of Kiski on top and leading 10-2. Golding grabs an ankle, breaks Nobles down. 22 seconds left. Nobles trying to get to her knees and now does. But Golding just turns her to the side, breaks her back down again. 5 seconds to go. Girls 136-pound champion is going to be Ava Golding of Kiski. She is a 10-2 winner over Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville. We'll go to 152 pounds for the boys and 142 pounds for the girls when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Underway for the boys, 152-pound championship match. Eli Carr of Hempfield, Nick Jones of West Allegheny, scoreless. Just about 20 seconds in there. Third place for the boys, 152. Antonio Walker of Plum, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. Scoreless, 30 seconds in there.
Fifth place match, Alexander Kaufman of Fox Chapel, Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin. Scoreless, 30 seconds to go in the first.
Girls championship match at 142 pounds. Grace O'Corn of Peters Township, Josephine Dolman of Norwin, tied at 2 and blood time running for O'Corn.
And for third place, Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan, taking on Anastasia Manchester of Butler.
Eli Carr with a tilt. So after getting the takedown, he's going to get near fall points as well. Looks like two coming there to Carr. There they are. So he's up 4-0. Walker of Plum. Third place bout leads Dunlap of South Fayette 2-0 after one. Walker defers. Dunlap wants neutral.
Neutral to begin the second in the fifth place match between Dietz and Kaufman. 4-0 lead for Carr of Hempfield. 25 seconds to go in the first.
Walker aggressively coming after Dunlap in the neutral position early in the second period. And reshot there by Dunlap. Not able to get in real deep on that left leg. Double arm bars up on Matt Four for Dolman of Norwin. She has Oakhorn on her back and in some trouble here. 42 seconds to go in the first period. And there's the fall for Dolman of Norwin at 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Escape from Manchester of Butler. She leads Gray of Cannon McMillan 1-0. They're wrestling neutral. Takedown for Dietz of West Mifflin halfway through the second. He leads 2-0.
Still 2-0 in the third place bout. Walker of Plum leading Dunlap of South Fayette. And they step out of bounds with 1:01 to go in the second. Carr starts his second period on top with that 4-0 lead in the championship match. And came all the way out front, looked like he was going to lose control, but boy, did he quickly get behind Jones and grab an ankle. And they're out of bounds.
2-2 now between Kaufman and Dietz after Kaufman picks up a reversal. Manchester still leading 1-0, 30 seconds left, second period. Jones to his feet. Carr brings him back down to the mat.
Blood time coming for Luke Dunlap in the boys' third place bout. Carr continues to ride and lead with 1:20 to go in the second period. 4-0 on Jones of West Allegheny. Eli Carr, looking for a second WPIAL title, was fourth in the state last year.
Escape for Dietz of West Mifflin. He'll lead Kaufman 3-2 after two. Wrestling neutral are Manchester and Gray. In the third period, Manchester leading 1-0.
Dunlap after the blood timeout, ready to continue in the third place bout. Both the championship and third place bouts late in the second period. Walker of Plum for third, still leading Dunlap of South Fayette 2-0. They stepped out of bounds, so they're going to restart. Tilt attempt for Carr. He got just a one count there. 10 seconds to go in the second against Jones of West A. And Carr is going to carry the lead into the third period there. And it will be 4-0. We'll pick up that third period plus our third and fifth place bouts, third place girls bout as well when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Boys championship match, Eli Carr of Hempfield early in the third on the bottom of the 4-0 lead against Nick Jones of West Allegheny. Third place bout, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette riding Antonio Walker of Plum early in the third. Leg in for Dunlap, but he trails 2-0.
Third place match for the girls' side, Anastasia Manchester is going to win 1-0 over Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan. That's Manchester of Butler, 1-0. Fifth place match, Dietz of West Mifflin leading Kaufman of Fox Chapel, 4-3, 44 seconds to go in the third. They're neutral.
Eli Carr with a reversal now leads 6-0 over Jones of West Allegheny. Carr laces with the right leg. 3-0 of Plum has escaped. He leads Dunlap of South Fayette 3-0 for third place. Just under a minute to go there.
Sagertown girls coach to the head table.
4-3 for Dietz of West Mifflin. 25 seconds ago in the third. Fresh start in the middle.
North Allegheny girls.
Leg in for Carr, working on Jones. He's dominated this one. 6-0. Carr out in front.
Walker in on a leg on Dunlap, trying to pick it up. 25 seconds remaining there. Time winding down in both the championship and third place bouts. No change in the score. Stalemate for Walker and Dunlap. Walker up 3-0, 8 seconds left.
Kaufman, Fox Chapel, your fifth place finisher, got a takedown in the final seconds to defeat Dietz of West Mifflin, 5-4.
And just 6 seconds to go for Carr and Jones as they come back to referee's position. Carr on top and leading, 6-0, 3-0 win for Antonio Walker of Plum for third place.
And 6-0 for Carr for the title.
160-pound bouts for the boys. 148-pound bouts for the girls. Coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter, your life delivered daily.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
160-pound boys championship match. Lonzie Vialma of Connellsville, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson just underway. Had a default in the third place bout, and I believe that was McDonald of Bethel Park winning by default over Evans of Waynesburg, but we'll double check that.
Fifth place match tied at 2. Keith Minson of Baldwin, McLean Miller of Pine Richland. 33 seconds to go in the first. Third place match on the girls' side. Contessa Connellise of Laurel. 2-0 lead on Katie Siemens of Warren and looking to try to pick up the fall. Not going to be able to, but she'll be up 5-0.
It is a default win for McDonald of Bethel Park for third place over Waynesburg's Brock Evans.
And there is the fall for Connellise of Laurel. In 55 seconds for third place.
Girls championship match. That is Carson Chapman of Norwin, Hannah Hornick of Seneca Valley. Hornick with a 2-0 lead halfway through the first period.
Bodie Marlowe a 2-0 lead on Lonzie Vioma of Connellsville for the title at 160. 49 seconds to go in the first. 4-3 lead at the end of one for Minson of Baldwin on Miller of Pine Richland. Fresh start coming for Vioma. He trails Marlow 2-0.
Still a 2-0 lead for Hornick of Seneca Valley late in the first period against Champion of Norwin. Hornick trying to pull the arm across the chest, but time's going to run out. Hornick of Seneca Valley, 2-0 lead after one.
Miller of Pine Richland trails Minson of Baldwin 4-3, but has been doing a nice job of riding in the second period on Minson. Got about a minute to go in the second. Marlow doing a nice job of riding as well after getting the takedown on Vioma. Vioma up to his feet. Now tries a roll. Marlow just trying to hang on here in the final seconds, and he will. Marlow 2-0 after one.
Hornick of Seneca Valley in the girls' 148-pound championship match, still riding and leading Champion of Norwin. They're in the second period, minute 35 to go. Hornick with a 2-0 lead. Hornick has Champion broken down, and Hornick trying to bar the left arm, which she does. And now loses that.
Escape for Marlow to begin the second period. Now just attacks Vioma. Getting both legs and getting the takedown is Marlow to go up 5-0. Miller of Pine Richland will ride Minson for the entire second period. He trails 4-3 to Minson, but Miller will have choice for the third.
Vioma, a two-time state qualifier, has a third and a fourth here. Marlow, third here last year, so he was one win short of a state medal a year ago. Seconds to go in the girls' championship match. Hornick of Seneca Valley still leading Champion of Norwin 2-0.
Minson hit with a stalling call. Miller still trails Minson 4-3.
It's 14 seconds left in the second period of the girls' championship match. Still 2-0 for Hornick of Seneca Valley.
Flattened out right now is Vioma of Connellsville. 40 seconds left, second period. Be interested to see what Vioma decides to do with his choice in the third.
Speaking of choices in the third, Hornick of Seneca Valley starts on the bottom. She tried to roll and in trouble, now being put to her back by Champion of Norwin. Champion body perpendicular, picking up the head, left arm tied up in there as well. And there's the fall for Champion of Norwin. It comes at 4 minutes and 17 seconds.
Had a reversal for Miller, Pine Richland. He leads Minson 5-4, a minute to go in the third. Roll attempt by Vioma. Marlow stays there. And it's going to be 5-0 at the end of two for Marlow.
And we'll pick up that third period and the remainder of the fifth place bout when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
It's Start of the third period, neutral between Vioma and Marlow. Marlow leading 5-0. Vioma decides to go neutral for the period. Final seconds coming off here in the fifth place match. Miller, Pine, Richland leading Minson of Baldwin 5-4. Takedown for Marlow. Makes it 7-0. It looks like he'll give it a skate, but a 5-4 win for Miller for fifth place in the 160-pound weight class. 7-1, Marlow spins behind, gets a leg of Vioma. Takedown for Marlow. Still a minute to go. He's going to give another escape, 9-2 now. Drop it on the ankles, another takedown for Marlow. Makes it 11-2.
Marlow looks like he's going to go optional start here. And he does give the escape.
11-3, 45 seconds left, third period. Trying to spin behind is Vioma. Wanted to look for a potential cradle, but out of bounds. Down to 20 seconds left. Marlow reaching for a leg. Now dives in. Vioma wants to try to spin behind. Gets a cradle locked in on the side. Now trying to take Marlow over, and he will.
Trying to stay in bounds.
They didn't count any back points, which I thought was kind of odd. Two backs, there they are. But it's not going to make a difference. 11-7, Marlow, your winner over Vioma.
And our 172-pound boys action and 155-pound girls action coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
172-pound action championship match just underway. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, just a freshman, against Vaughn Spencer of Pine Richland. Third place bout, Bodie Morgan of Trinity against Jack Tongle of Plum. And Morgan with a quick takedown and back points.
Fifth place match is going to go to Mark Gray of Kiski. It says wins by fall 0-0-0, but essentially it's a default win for Mark Gray over Zemiro Green of Central Catholic.
Bodie Morgan got two near fall points, so he's up 4-0. Girls championship match, 155 pounds. Avery Ryhall of Hickory, Lena Rumpler of North Allegheny, and thanks to our producer Randy Gore, these two are top two ranked in the state. They both have one loss, and each loss is to the other. That one scoreless, 50 seconds left in the first.
Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan leading Amani Cameron Body of Connellsville, 2-0 at the end of one. Cameron Body will be on the bottom for the second. On Spencer, up 2-0 on Hunter Snyder, and we get a potentially dangerous with 37 seconds to go in the first.
Bodie Morgan of Trinity escapes to start the second period, so he's up 5-0 on Tongle of Plum. Championship match for the girls still scoreless. Rye Hall of Hickory and Rumpler of N.A.
Spencer looking for a tilt, and they go out of bounds. 4-3 lead now for Williams of Cannon McMillan. 1:20 to go in the second, wrestling neutral with Cameron Body.
Bodie Morgan in on a single in the third place bout. He's going to take Tongle down, lead him 7-0, a minute 10 left in the second. Girls championship match, scoreless after one. Looks like Rumpler deferred choice to the third period. Rye Hall wants to start on the bottom.
Takedown and back points coming for Dynasty Williams. Two of them. She's all up three of them. 9-3 lead. A couple of back points for Vaughn Spencer. He's up 4-0 at the end of one.
Escape for Rye Hall of Hickory. She leads Rumpler of North Allegheny 1-0 in the girls' 155-pound championship match. Bodie Morgan of Trinity still riding and leading 7-0 against Tongle of Plum. 18 seconds left, second period. Morgan has Tongle broken flat to his stomach. And looks like the second period will end there with Morgan leading 7-0.
Cradle locked in after a reversal for Vaughn Spencer. He's going to put Snyder to his back. Leading 6-0 and looking for the fall.
Boys coach from Central Catholic to the head table.
Very close to getting it is Vaughn Spencer, and there it is. Spencer by fall at 2 minutes and 33 seconds for the WPIAL title.
Blood time for Jack Tongle of Plum in the boys' third place bout. Second WPIAL title for Vaughn Spencer. Still 1-0 in the girls' championship match. Rye Hall of Hickory leading Rumpler of North Allegheny, although Rumpler has just spun behind for a takedown to go up 2-1.
And we're going to get a fall for Williams of Cannon McMillan. Time of that fall is 3 minutes and 32 seconds. 3:32 the time for Williams of Cannon McMillan.
So now underway in the third period of the third place bout, Bodie Morgan of Trinity neutral with Jack Tongle of Plum. Morgan with an underhook and a 7-0 lead. And he's in on a double, and he is going to take Tongle down to go up 9-0.
Girls, all 160-pound boys, please be at the awards.
Still 2-1 girls championship match with Rumpler of N.A. leading Rye Hall of Hickory 2-1. Morgan and Tongle near the boundary with a minute 12 to go. Bodie Morgan with a 9-0 lead for third place. Morgan has Tongle broken down. Again, those two still on the edge. Under a minute to go, girls' championship match. Rumpler of North Allegheny still riding and leading 2-1, trying to drive a half in on the right side. Could not get it in deep. Oregon continues to ride and lead 9-0 with under 30 seconds to go. Tongel got up to his knees. Morgan going to break him right back down. 20 seconds left. So Bodie Morgan of Trinity looks like he will take third place at 172 pounds. Just 5 seconds to go there, so Morgan will defeat Tongel of Plum 9-0 for third at 172. And that leaves our girls' championship match with just 10 seconds to go. Rupler of North Allegheny going to hang on and win 2-1. So Lena Rupler of North Allegheny, the girls' champion at 155, will have the girls' 170-pound bouts and the boys at 189 when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
189-pound boys championship match. Cooper Roskowski of Kiski and Nathan Campbell of Norwin. 10 seconds in, no score. Boys' third place bout will be Robbie Allison of Trinity. And he will be taking on Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. And the fifth place bout for the boys, Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg, Tasso Whipple of Penn Trafford. They're scoreless, 30 seconds in. Girls' championship match, Octavia Walker of Norwin against Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan. Scoreless there, 45 seconds in. And fifth place bout for the girls, Rowan Lewis of Greater Latrobe and Olivia Schultz of Connellsville. Scoreless, 45 seconds in. So bouts across the board on all five mats are still scoreless. Under a minute to go. I'm not sure if they're looking for, I think they need somebody at the scorer's table for the third place bout. Looks like there's nobody there to run the clock or the scoreboard, so Allison and Thompson are not yet underway.
I actually think it might be an injury default there.
Well, that may very well be. Let's.
It is Roman Thompson, a winner by forfeit over Allison.
So he'll take third. Robbie Allison of Trinity will be fourth. Still scoreless in the championship match. Roskowski of Kiski, Campbell of Norwin. 18 seconds to go, first period. Girls' championship match going to be scoreless after one. Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, Walker of Norwin. And still scoreless in the boys' fifth place bout. Stevenson of Waynesburg, Whipple of Penn Trafford.
Whipple with a cradle in, though, trying to take Stevenson over, and he will. Cradle locked in for Tasso Whipple, and there's the fall. 1 minute and 46 seconds the time. Whipple for fifth.
Scoreless after one for the boys' championship, Campbell and Roskowski. Looks like Campbell of Norwin will be on the bottom for the second. And the girls' championship match, Calgaro of Cannon McMillan has just picked up a reversal, so she leads Walker of Norwin 2-0.
Olivia Schultz of Connellsville leading Rowan Lewis of Latrobe 2-0. Now takedown for Schultz. She only leads 4-0.
.102 to go. First period, or I should say second period of the girls' championship match. Calgary of Kenna McMillan still leading Walker of Norwin 2-0. They restart from referee's position, and Calgary immediately breaks Walker down.
Campbell with a shot in, but unable to finish. Roskowski of Kiski area will get the takedown and lead 2-1. .6-1 lead after two for Schultz of Connellsville on Lewis of Latrobe. Roskowski riding and leading 2-1. On Campbell and Norwin.
Audrey Calgaro of Kenna McMillan still leading in her championship match. 2-0, late second period. Calgaro has been riding this entire second period. She'll break Walker down. Now just 5 seconds to go in the period.
Down here to the head table, please.
And there's the end of two. Calgaro up 2-0.
Final 10 seconds of this second period. Out of bounds go Roskowski and Campbell. Schultz is going to put Lewis to her back and get the fall for third place at 170. Time of that fall, 3:44. Final 10 seconds. Campbell to his feet. Roskowski drops down on an ankle and is going to get hit for a stalling, but won't give up a point, and it's 2-1 after two.
And Audrey Calgaro, 2-0 lead in the third with a minute and a half to go. We'll pick up these two championship outs when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Third period for Audrey Calgaro of Kenna McMillan. She is riding and leading Octavia Walker of Norwin 4-0, 43 seconds left.
Roskowski of Kiski starts the third period on the bottom. Campbell riding here in this third.
Hard cross chase by Audrey Calgaro with 25 seconds to go. And that may have caused Walker a bloody nose. She needs blood time.
Interesting here. Campbell deciding to ride, not give the one, and try to get a takedown. But if he draws a stall call, then at that point, then ties the match as well. So 1 minute to go in the third period. And go out of bounds. Interesting choice here for Campbell on what to do in the final minute. Flattens Roskowski out, does Campbell. Goes for a cross face. Now Roskowski up to his knees. Campbell once again flattens Roskowski out. 30 seconds left, third period, and there's a stalling call and a penalty point awarded to Campbell. And that ties the match at two. Now that gets Roskowski to his feet. Now tries to peel the hands and a stalling call on Campbell. And they're out of bounds with 11 seconds left.
12 seconds to go after the blood timeout. Audrey Calgaro of Canna McMillan is trying to put Octavia Walker over to her back. 1 second to go, and Calgaro will win. She'll pick up near fall points at the buzzer. And put them up on the board. There were three of them for Calgaro, so she wins the title at 177-0.
And we're going to overtime at 189 pounds, tied at two.
Quick reminder, this event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2024.
Shot in by Campbell. Completely whiffed, got the leg late on Roskoski. Roskoski just trying to spin behind, and he will do that, and Roskoski will win the WPIAL title 4-2 at 21 seconds of overtime.
So the 215-pound boys matches and the 190-pound girls matches coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, grill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Underway, boys 215-pound championship bout. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, just 10 seconds in. Third place bout at 215, Gino Calgaro of Canna McMillan against Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional.
Fifth place match, it is a default win for Aiden Pham of Norwin over Chris Cook of Connellsville. Pham a default winner.
Girls championship match is Liliana Giuliani of Peters Township and Natalie Rush of Canna McMillan. Rush with the opening takedown 36 seconds in.
And still waiting for the third place match to get underway.
Yeah, table worker just getting over there.
That is Kaylin Adams of Hickory, Abigail Hewitt of Norwin.
Gino Calgaro scoreless nearing the end of the first against Marion of Franklin Regional.
I think they were actually waiting for a coach, too, for Hickory to get over there.
So Calgaro and Marion scoreless after one.
Still scoreless between Buggy and Conroy for the title. A minute to go in the first.
Escape for Giulianelli. Excuse me, I know I said that name incorrectly. So Giulianelli escapes. Rush of Canna McMillan leads there 2-1, 35 seconds to go in the first. Up and out is Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional. Take a 1-0 lead on Gino Calgaro of Canna McMillan early in the second.
Shot in by Buggy, but he and Conroy go out of bounds.
Nearing the end of the first girls' championship match. Rush of Canna McMillan will have a 2-1 lead after one against Giulianelli of Peters Township.
Scoreless at the end of one between Adams and Hewitt.
Rush, I believe, deferred. Giulianelli will take bottom position for the second. Here's Calgaro taking Marion down to the mat, steps to the side, trying to chin the near shoulder down, now moves up. Gino Calgaro looking for a fall with plenty of time to get it, but Marion looks like he will fight this off, gets back over to his knees, but Calgaro gets three near fall. He leads 5-1, 40 seconds left in the second.
Going to be scoreless at the end of one between Buggy of North Allegheny and Conroy of Ringgold.
And again, courtesy of our on-site producer, Randy Gore of the North Allegheny Sports Network, Aiden Buggy going to Duquesne to play football. Going to get an escape for Giuliano Marion of Franklin Regional. So Gino Calguero leads there 5-2 late in the second period. And we had a fall. I believe that was in a minute and 41 seconds or 2:41 for Natalie Rush of Kenna McMillan for the championship. That was over Giulianelli of Peters Township.
3-0 lead for Hewitt of Norwood on Adams of Hickory, 45 seconds ago in the second. Escape for Conroy of Ringgold. He leads Buggy 1-0. 30 seconds into the second, wrestling neutral.
Third place bout, Gino Calguero, 5-2 lead. Starts the third neutral against Marion of Franklin Regional. 1-2 seeds, wrestling for third.
One minute ago, second period. Conroy and Buggy out of bounds.
Marion in on Gino Calguero's left ankle. Calguero, Marion is on his knees, now up on the balls of his feet with Calguero across Marion's back with 1:05 to go in the second period.
Conroy's going to pick up a takedown on Buggy near the edge of the mat. Take a 3-0 lead.
Gino Calguero with a takedown to go up 7-2. He stepped in and tied up a leg. Now he'll spin behind and get in a better position. 43 seconds to go, second period. Escape for Marion to make it 7-3.
Conroy continues to ride here. 3-0 lead. 30 seconds left. Second period.
Calguero and Marion step out of bounds. 20 seconds left in the third. Still 7-3 for Calguero.
Buggy up to his feet. Conroy brings him back down to the mat with 10 seconds left.
10 seconds left in the third. Gino Calguero of Cannon McMillan. Giuliano Marion of Franklin Regional right on the edge of the mat. Time going to run out. And Gino Calguero of Cannon McMillan, a third place finisher with the 7-3 win.
And we're going to get a fall for the third place match at 190 on the girls' side. Hewitt of Norwin, your winner by fall at 4:05. And the second period comes to a close. Conroy up 3-0.
So all that remains is that third period. We'll have that when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Buggy of North Allegheny chose the bottom position to begin the third period. Conroy continuing to ride and lead there 3-0. Stalling call on Buggy underneath.
Couple of calls for that stalling coming from up here in the upper deck near where we are. Right before the call was made, so I'm sure they maybe feel responsible for that.
That's right. Ringgold has a strong faithful here for the Conroy's finals match. Also saw Duncan of Ringgold get his 100th win earlier today, so Ringgold's had a lot to cheer about. A minute to go in the third, Conroy leading 3-0.
Yeah.
Down to 50 seconds left. Conroy just tough on top, applying pressure forward. Buggy now to his knees. Conroy breaks him back down. Now a wing trying to be put in and out of bounds.
In the top four from both boys and girls go to the state tournament next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from the Giant Center in Hershey. We'll have it on WJPA here on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, since we're time for legal ID.
Escape for Buggy, 20 seconds left. Now he'll dive in on the legs and out of bounds. 3-1, Conroy out in front. Gonna get a caution here on Buggy. Wants to go high towards the head. Wants a drag by attempt. Shot in. Conroy snapped down. Spin behind. There's the takedown. And that should give Conroy the WPIAL title at 215 pounds. He is going to defeat Buggy of North Allegheny 5-1.
So our final weight classes of the tournament coming up. Girls at 235, boys at 285. We'll have those matches when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
285 pounds, boys championship match. Roan Tustin of Waynesburg, Shepherd Turk of Thomas Jefferson, third place bout. Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny, Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon, they're scoreless, 25 seconds in.
Fifth place match, Michael Albert of Upper St. Clair, Cam Dana of West Allegheny, scoreless, 30 seconds in.
Girls championship match, Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland against Elena Clausen of Plum, 2-0 for Clausen, 30 seconds in.
And the third place match for 235, Isabella Spotty of Fort Cherry, 2-0 lead on Miranda Cantoris of Latrobe. Takedown for Albert of Upper St. Clair. He leads 2-0, 15 seconds to go in the first.
Third place bout for the boys, scoreless after one. McConaughey of North Allegheny and Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. Looks like Lloyd will be on top for the second period. Girls championship match. Clausen had a 2-0 lead. Looked like Murphy from Southmoreland got some blood time, but she's ready to continue now.
Still scoreless between Tustin and Turk. 30 seconds to go, opening period. Get a reversal for Cantoris of Latrobe, and she will pin Spotty of Fort Cherry for third place. Time of that fall is 1 minute and 27 seconds.
We've got a near fall situation. Ben Lloyd. He and McConaughey traded reversals, and Lloyd walks out front, picks up the head, and he is going to get the fall at 1 minute and 39 seconds. So that's Lloyd of Mount Lebanon pinning McConaughey of North Allegheny for third place.
Scoreless at the end of one. Turk of Thomas Jefferson on the bottom to begin the second period against Tustin.
Got injury time now running for Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland in the championship match. First period, 45 seconds to go. Clausen of Plum still leads there 2-0.
2-0 lead for Albert of Upper St. Clair on Dana of West Allegheny. Escape for Turk. He leads 1-0, 30 seconds into the second. And we're going to get a fall for Albert of Upper St. Clair. Time of that fall is 2 minutes and 10 seconds for fifth place.
And Clausen of Plum in the girls' championship match apparently picked up a couple of points prior to that injury timeout by Murphy. So it's 4-0 for Clausen, and they resume action now. Go ahead, Greg.
1-0 lead for Turk of Thomas Jefferson. 35 seconds to go in the second. He and Tustin wrestling neutral.
Fourteen seconds to go in the first. Clausen of Plum riding and leading Murphy of Southmoreland 4-0. Clausen breaks Murphy down as they near the end of that first period. Tustin looks like he's giving up a little, not only height, but weight as well to Turk.
He gives up weight to probably most heavyweights. But you are right. Turk is a very big guy. Very tall.
And lean for a 285-pounder as well.
Tustin will go on the bottom. Or no, he's going to go neutral. He'll go neutral. Trailing 1-0.
Girls' championship match, Clausen of Plum on the bottom as they start the second with a 4-0 lead. Murphy trying to get to a cradle on top. Clausen so far not allowing that. Murphy chops the left arm on Clausen to break her down. Just under a minute and a half to go, second period.
1:20 to go, third period. Still just in a tie-up right now are Tustin and Turk.
Clausen turns in on Murphy and grabs a leg, but Murphy up over top with an ankle. Now loses that. Now Murphy up a little bit high on her right hip as Clausen holds on to that leg. Murphy in a little bit of trouble here, even though she's in control. Clausen just inching her way toward a reversal, and there it is, 6-0 with 45 seconds to go in the second. And now Clausen with a half turns Murphy over to her back, and there's the fall for Clausen at 3 minutes and 21 seconds. For the girls' 235-pound title.
35 seconds ago, shot in by Tustin. Inside single. Tries to drive in on Turk. Turk able to get out of bounds, though. 27 seconds left.
That's good job by Turk. Tustin was in deep.
That was Tustin's best shot of the match. Now tries again, but underhooks are in right now by Turk. No way Tustin is finishing there. 15 seconds left. Now Tustin's got the desperation toss, and Turk will get the takedown and the WPIAL championship at 285. Turk is going to be a 3-0 winner.
So that'll wrap up our action here. We'll take a look at the team numbers, boys and girls, let you know who won the team championships for the points, and let you know each how many wrestlers each school has going to Hershey next week. So first ever boys and girls tournaments held here at Canada McMillan. It's the PIAA West Regional for the girls. And technically you could say PIAA Southwest Regional for the boys, but also the WPIAL Championships. WPIL its own region for AAA wrestling. So we'll wrap things up, give you some final numbers when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter. Your life delivered daily.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Back here at Canada McMillan, wrestling concluded. Let's just give you some final numbers here. First, for the girls, Canada McMillan wins the girls' team title with 128 total points, and well ahead of Norwin, who finished second in with 85 points. Connellsville third, Hickory fourth, and Plum fifth. For Canada McMillan, three girls champions, and they are going to advance eight wrestlers to next week's state tournament. Norwin with two champions, they advance four wrestlers to next week. Connellsville advancing four, Hickory advancing three, Plum with two wrestlers advancing, both of them champions. Butler advancing two. They had a champion. Greenville with one champion and two wrestlers advancing. Greater Latrobe advances two wrestlers. Laurel advances two. Peters Township advances two. Sagertown two. North Allegheny one. And that was a champion here today. Fort Cherry advancing two wrestlers. Kiski area one. And with one champion, Mount Lebanon advances two to next week. Moon advances one, and that lone wrestler is a champion here today. Seneca Valley advances one wrestler. Warren two, Conneaut one, including one champion. General McLean with one wrestler advancing. Knock with one. Southmoreland, Montour, Ringgold each with one. Brashear with one. North Hills with one. And that takes care of the girls. For the boys, Connellsville had a big lead in the team points. So with 146.5 team points, 41 points ahead of second place Thomas Jefferson. Connellsville is advancing four wrestlers to next week. They had one champion here today. How about Thomas Jefferson? Thomas Jefferson advances three wrestlers and three champions here today. Now, Mike Ladek got with a lengthy embrace with one of his assistant coaches down there just a couple of minutes ago. And congratulations to TJ with three champions here today. And that deserves mention. That type of thing doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, I mean, they got the studs for sure. They had them all season long, and those three guys delivered today.
So TJ advances three. All champions Latrobe advances four wrestlers, including one champion here today, and that was
Luke Willishaw.
Luke Willishaw. I just didn't want to say the wrong first name. And that he's a three-timer with a chance to win four next year. Trinity is advancing four wrestlers to next week's action. Bethel Park advancing two. They had one champion here today. North Allegheny advancing one wrestler. Make that two wrestlers for the Tigers. Cannon McMillan advancing four wrestlers, including one champion, Andrew Binney, here today. Penn Trafford advances two. Norwin advances two. Pine Richland advances two. They had a champion here today. Franklin Regional advances one. Kiske with one. That was Cooper Roskoski, a champion. Waynesburg advances three wrestlers. West Allegheny advances two. Mount Lebanon two. Plum will advance two wrestlers to next week. Hempfield with two, including Eli Carr, who was a champion here today. Baldwin advances two wrestlers. Peters Township will advance one wrestler. And just want to make note that the Peters Township wrestler advancing is Nicholas McGarity, who was the champion at 107 pounds. Central Catholic advances one wrestler. Butler with one wrestler advancing, and that was Santino Sloboda, the champion at 114 pounds. Ringgold advances one. That's Jake Conroy, who was a champion here today. And that takes care of the AAA numbers. So, a good 2 days of wrestling here, and impressive to watch the girls for the first time. They wrestle well, compete hard, and they're going to be fun to watch next week as well.
Yeah, there's some really talented girls out there showing that they've been putting a lot of heart and effort into not only this past season, but several of the past years as they got the sport qualified for the PIAA.
So that will wrap up our coverage of the AAA WPIAL Boys Individual Wrestling Championships and the Girls West PIAA Regional. I want to thank Jacob Knisner for producing for us all weekend back in our downtown Washington studios. Randy Gore handling those details for us on site here at Cannon McMillan today. Thanks to Frank Volcano, always takes great care of us, and all the WPIAL committee guys who go out of their way to help us with everything we need. We appreciate their efforts as well. And, of course, thanks to our sponsors. Again, we are not here without them. We thank them, and when you get an opportunity, we hope you do as well. They include the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. The Observer Reporter. Follow the regionals and state wrestling in print and online at observer-reporter.com. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Greg, thanks to you as well. And it's going to be a grind with a little bit more wrestling in addition to what we normally see at the state tournament next weekend. But we're ready for it.
Yeah, one more week to go, and it's going to be crazy. Buckle up. We got a lot of wrestling still to go.
It's going to be a lot of fun starting next Thursday, all day Thursday, Friday, and most of the day on Saturday from the Giant Center in Hershey. We'll have it for you here on 1450 AM WJPA Washington. Thanks for being with us, and hope you'll be with us next week from the state tournament. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.